VOA News. Suspected Taliban insurgents kidnapped dozens of passengers riding in a convoy of buses in northern Afghanistan Monday. A spokesman for the provincial government of Kunduz province says three buses were stopped as they were traveling from neighboring Tukar province to Kabul. The insurgents forced the passengers off the bus and took them away. The Taliban, however, has not yet taken responsibility for the kidnappings. The attack happened just one day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. Taliban sources said their leadership had told local commanders to stop fighting for 4 days over the Muslim Eid al-Adha festival this week, but were unlikely to officially announce anything. Six shots were fired from a moving car at the U.S. Embassy in Turkey before dawn Monday. There were no casualties and no claim of responsibility for the attack, in which three of the six bullets fired hit the embassy gate and a reinforced window. Pope Francis has written a letter aimed at Catholics around the world, condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up, and demanding accountability. Associated Press correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
This is a formal response by the Pope himself to really Catholics around the world, responding to primarily the reports that have recently come out of the United States about widespread sexual abuse and cover-up in several dioceses in the state of Pennsylvania. The fact, though, that he is directing it to the people of God means that the audience is much broader than just the U.S.
A judge in Myanmar will deliver a verdict in 1 week in the trial of two Reuters journalists accused of breaking the country's secrecy laws. They were simply reporting on the Rohingya Muslim refugee crisis. The defendants say they were framed by police. This is VOA News. About 2 million Muslim pilgrims have marked the high point of the Hajj, the annual Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca, by ascending Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo that Saudi security forces remain on alert because of a variety of internal and external terrorist threats.
Tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered on Mount Arafat to hear a sermon by Sheikh Hussein bin Abdulaziz al-Sheikh for the high point of the annual pilgrimage. The Sheikh described how a series of God's prophets, beginning with Abraham, were faithful to his commands as Abraham offered to sacrifice his son. Unlike many previous years, the Sheikh's sermon avoided politics, telling pilgrims that they should be faithful to the teachings of their religion and become better people for doing so. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office on Monday began 6 days of public hearings on President Trump's plans to impose tariffs on a wide variety of Chinese imports, affecting an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. More than 1,300 written comments have been submitted to the trade office already, with most businesses opposing the president's plan. Trump administration officials and Chinese trade officials are expected to meet later this week in Washington to discuss the trade dispute. After 65 years of separation, hundreds of relatives have been reunited for just a few hours as North and South Korea hold their first reunion in 3 years. About 330 South Koreans embraced 185 relatives from the North with tears of joy and disbelief. Some struggled to recognize family. They hadn't seen them in more than 60 years. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Trump's decision to leave the Iran deal is historic.
Israel applauds the Trump administration's determination to reimpose tough sanctions on Iran and those doing business with Iran. I know that that view is shared by all our Arab neighbors, or practically everyone in this region.
In Israel on Monday, President Trump's national security advisor called the international nuclear agreement with Iran a wretched deal. Jurors deciding the tax and bank fraud trial, of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort deliberated for a third day Monday. They've been discussing the case behind closed doors since last week in and near Washington, D.C. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.